Welcome to Lectionary at Lunch this week. I'm Dr. David Adams, and this week our Old Testament lesson is Genesis 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, 4a. Because this is a rather long text, we will go pretty quickly and perhaps omit some of the minor points that we might talk about otherwise. So let's begin. Bereshith bara Elohim et hashamayim et ha'aretz. In the beginning, or perhaps we might translate at the start, God created the heavens and the earth. There's a lot of debate about this first word, bereshith. It's a preposition beith on the noun reshith, meaning beginning or start. It's missing the definite article, and many critical scholars would like to change the pointing of the second word, bara, they call perfect, to an infinitive construct, so that they could translate something like, in the beginning of God's creating the heavens and the earth, and then continue with the next phrase. But the text is very clear as it's pointed. There are some texts that actually reflect a definite article, but in any case, Hebrew doesn't have to have the definite article there with the noun in this case. So the traditional translation, which is also reflected in the Septuagint and in the Vulgate, is almost certainly the correct one. So in the beginning, or perhaps at the start, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. Waha'aretz hayatha tohu wabohu wachoshek al pene tahom. And the earth was a formless void, an empty formless place. And darkness was over the face of the deep. Waruach Elohim merachefet al pene hamayim. And the Spirit of God hovered, or perhaps fluttered, this word used of birds fluttering, over the face of the deep. Verse 3. Vayomer Elohim yihior, vayior. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Here, yihi, let there be, is a jussive, call jussive, third masculine singular, of the third hey verb, haya, to be. Verse 4. Vayar Elohim et ha'or ki tov, and God saw the light, that it was good. Vayavdel Elohim ben ha'or ubein hoshek. And God made a distinction, vayavdel, the hifio of the root bandal. So he made a distinction or made a separation between the light and between the darkness. Verse 5. Vayikra Elohim la'or yom, ulachoshek chara laila. And God called to the light, literally, this idiom call plus preposition lamed is often used to name, and so we could quite legitimately translate God named the light day, and the darkness he named night. Wahi erev, wahi boker, yom echad. And there was evening, and there was morning, day one. Verse 6. Vayomer Elohim yihi rakia betok hamayim. And God said, let there be a rakia. A rakia is a divider or a separator. It's literally something that's been hammered out flat that can be inserted between things. So a separation, we might translate here. God said, let there be a separation in the middle of the waters. Vayhi mavdil bein mayim lamayim. And let it be separating, let the separator separate, between the waters, that is to say, between the waters to the waters, between the two waters, separate the waters from the waters, we might say in English. Verse 7, Vaya'as Elohim et harakia, and God made the rakia, the divider, Vayavdel bein hamayim, and it separated the waters, asher mitakath rakia, separated the waters and distinguished the waters which were below with respect to the rakia, lamed indicating, in this case, things stand in relation to one another, ubein hamayim asher me'al rakia, and which were above with respect to the rakia, or the separator, why he came, and it was so. Verse 8, Vayira Elohim la rakia shamayim, vayhi erev, vayhi boker yom sheni. And God called to the Rakia, or God named the Rakia Shamayim. Now, the usual translation is heavens, but frankly, here in the context, much better simply to translate this sky. It's the sky that's being spoken of, not the heavens in the sense of a place of divine abode. So God named the Rakia sky, and there was evening and there was morning, a second day, or if you prefer, the second day. Vayomer Elohim yikavu hamayim mitakat hashamayim el hamakom echad v'terae hayavasha vahikain. And God said, let the waters be gathered, yikavu, here from the root kawa, third hey verb, in this case a nifal imperfect third masculine singular. Chawa means to gather. So God said, let the waters be gathered, mitachat hashamayim, from under the under the sky, el makom echad, to one place, vatere hayavasha, vahikain, and let the dry land, the yavasha, the dry land, appear, and it was so. Verse 10, vayikra Elohim leyavasha eretz, u lamikwe hamayim kara yamim, vayar Elohim kitov. And God named the dry land earth, and the gathering of waters he named seas, and God saw that it was good. Verse 11, vayomer Elohim, God said, tadishe haeretz deshe, eshev mizaria zera, Eitz pri ose pri lemino asher zaro bo al haaretz. God said, let the earth sprout forth vegetation, deshe, vegetation or grass in some cases. Esev, again, another word meaning grass or plant. So literally a plant life bringing forth seed. And then continuing, Eitz Peri, a tree making fruit, or yielding fruit, perhaps, according to its kind, Lemino, which Asher Zar'o Bo has its seed in it, Al Ha'aretz, upon the earth, why he came, and it was so. So that verse again, altogether, God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation, plant life bearing seeds, fruit tree bearing fruit according to its kind, which has its seed in it upon the earth. The upon the earth goes with the let it bring forth at the very beginning of the verse. And then it ends with the phrase affirming that it happened according to God's word. Verse 12. Vatotze ha'aretz deshe eshev mazriya zera leminehu. And the earth brought forth vegetation, or plant life, bearing seed according to its kind. Ha'etz oshe peri, and tree life, making fruit. Asher zer'o bo leminehu, which has its seed in it, according to its kind. Vayar Elohim kitov, and God saw that it was good. Verse 13. Vayhi erev, vayhi boker, yom shalishi. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. Verse 14. Vayomer Elohim, yihi moroth barakia hashamayim. And God said, let there be moroth, sources of light, or lamps, in the rakia, or the separator of the sky. Le havdil bein hayom u bein halayla, in order to make a distinction between the day and between the night. Vayhavu laothoth lamoadim u layamim hashanaim. Here, while consecutive perfect, but this will follow the jussive up at the beginning of the verse. So let them be as lights for the seasons, mo'edoth, the appointed times, the seasons, and for the yamim, and for the days, and shanim, and years. And now, just a word here about meaning. Mo'edim, seasons, is clear enough, and le'yamim, days, is a little more problematic. We've got seasons and days and years, and seasons and years are clear enough, but what about days? What's meant by days? I think, although I can't prove it, that the phrase days here refers to months. The reason I think it is, we have in this context things that movements of the or parts of the calendar that are indicated by motion of the celestial bodies, the stars, the othoth, as signs. So the seasons are determined by naturally occurring movement of the celestial bodies, the moons, so forth, as are the years. But days, you see, what does that refer to? Well, it can't refer to weeks because weeks are not determined by the motion of the naturally occurring bodies. There's something that is a human construct. God set apart a weekend, a Sunday, a Sabbath day, to distinguish the cycle of the week. And that comes later in this chapter. So it must be something that is determined by the movement of the celestial bodies, but is not a week. And so it is not a season or a year. And the only thing left that seems to be the case would be a month, which is, of course, determined by the motion of the moon. So seasons and months and years is how I would translate that last part of verse 14. Now, verse 15. Wahayu lamoroth barakia hashamayim lahair al haaretz wahikain. Let them be as light sources in the moroth, again, lamps or light sources, in the rakia of the heavens or the sky, in order, lahair, here, in order to put light or give light upon the earth. Wahikain, and it was so. Verse 16. Vayas Elohim et shene ha-moroth ha-gadolim, and God made two great lights, et ha-maor ha-gadol la-mimsheleth ha-yom, the great one, that is the great light, the greater of the two, to govern, or to perhaps to rule ha-yom, the day. Vayas ha-maor ha-katon, and the small light, lamimsheleth laila, to rule the night. Vayeth ha-kokovim, and the stars. Vayetenotham Elohim barakia hashamayim lahair al haaretz. And God placed them in the rakia, the separator of the skies, to lighten, to put light or bring light upon the earth. Verse 18. Walimshol bayom u balaila u lahavdil bein haor u bein hachoshek vayar Elohim kitov. And to rule the day, here the definite object indicated with a beit, which sometimes happens in Hebrew, so, and to rule the day and the night, u lahavdil, and to separate between haor Ubein Hahoshek, between the day and the darkness, or the light and the darkness, rather. Vayar Elohim Kitov, and God saw that it was good. Verse 19. Vahi Erev, Vahi Boker, Yom Ravi'i. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. Verse 20. Vayomer Elohim, Vayishritzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chai v'of yofef al haaretz al pnei rekia hashamayim. And God said, let the waters teem, or tremble, perhaps. Let the waters teem sheretz nefesh chai. Let it teem with a teeming or a swarming of nefesh chai, of living beings. Note here it's collective, singular. Wa'of yofef, and bird life, let bird life fly, Yo'ofeif, let it fly. Let bird life fly al ha'aretz, upon, or in this case perhaps above the earth, on the face of the rakia of the sky, hashamayim. Verse 21. Vayivra Elohim et hatanim hagadolim. And God created the great sea beasts, ta'anim, sometimes translated sea monsters, but here just the great beasts of the sea. Eth kol nefesh chaya, and all the living beings, chaya here, collective. Harumesheth asher tsha ritzu hamayim. Every living creature moving, remesh, literally crawling, which the sea trembles with or teems with. The waters, rather, tremble or teem with, according to their kind. Wa'eth kol oth kanaf, and every winged bird, leminehu, according to its kind. Vayar Elohim kitov, and God saw that it was good. Verse 22. Va'barachotham Elohim lemor, and God blessed them, saying, Peru Urovu, bear fruit and be abundant. U melu eth hamayim bamayim, and fill the waters in the seas. Wa of yire ba'aretz, and let birds be abundant upon the earth or on the earth. Verse 23. Vahi erev vahi boker yom hashemishi. And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. Verse 24. Vayomer Elohim totse ha'aretz nefesh chaya lamina behema v'ramimish v'chato eretz lamina vahi kain. And God said, let the earth bring forth nefesh chai, living beings, lamina, according to its kind. Behema, beasts, literally, large beasts. Wa-remish, and creeping things. Wa-chayatho eretz, and animals of the earth. Lamina, according to its kind. Wa-he came, and it was so. Wa-ya'as Elohim et chayat ha'aretz, lamina, and God made the life, living being, the life forms of the earth according to its kind. Wa'eth habahema lamina, and the beasts according to its kind. Wa'eth karemish ha'adama laminehu, and all the creeping thing of the earth, creeping things collective of the earth according to its kind. Vara Elohim kitov, and God saw that it was good. Verse 26, Vayomer Elohim, God speaks again. Na'ase Adam b'tzalamehu kidmuthenu, God said, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness. Notice here, in the past, things were each made according to their kind or according to their seed. Here, God does not make man according to its own kind, but makes it according to his kind or his image. Vayirdu b'dagath hayam u'ba'of hashamayim u'ba'behema u'bakal ha'aretz u'bakal ha'remish Ha-Romesh Ha-Aretz. And let them, Rada, let them rule or govern. And here again, preposition marked with a bath. The fish of the sea, Badgath Hayam, the fish of the sea. And the Of Hashamayim, and the birds of the air, bird life of the air. Ubabahama, and the beasts, and all the earth. And all the remish, the creeping thing, creeping upon the earth. Verse 27. Vayivra Elohim eth Adam betzalmo betzelem Elohim bara otho. Zera v'nakeva bara athom. And God created Adam, or the man, in his image. In his image, God created him. Zakar, male, u'nakeva, and female, bara otham, he created them. So here, ha'adam in this verse does not refer to Adam only, but to mankind, because it's later defined as being both male and female. So Adam refers to the class or the group of humanity, in this case, one man and one woman, as we find out later. Now, verse 28. Vayvarech otham Elohim, vayomer lahem Elohim, peru, revu, umelu eth haaretz, vakivshuha, uredu bidgath hayam, ubaof hashamayim, ubekol hayat haromesheth al haaretz. And God blessed them, and he said to them, God said to them, Peru urvu, again, bear fruit and be abundant, and fill the earth. Wakivshuha, and kavash, subdue it. Uradu begat hayam, and rule the fish of the sea, and the birds of the sky, and all the living thing creeping upon the earth. Verse 29. Vayomer Elohim hine natati lakem ethkol eshev zorea zera asher al pnei kal haaretz. And God said, hine, behold, or look here, or perhaps simply look. Now, even. Natati lakem, I have given to you ethkol eshev, all the plant life, Zorea Zerev, a bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth. Wakal Ha'etz Asherbo, and every tree, which is upon it. Pri'etz, fruit-bearing tree. Zorea Zara, bearing its seed. Lakim, to you. Wahi La'okla, and to you they will be, or it will be, La'okla, for food. Verse 30. Ulkal chayath haaretz, and to all the living things of the earth. Ulkal of hashamayim, and to all the birds of the sea. Ulkal romesh al haaretz, and to all the creeping thing upon the earth. Asher bo nefesh chayath, which has life force or a living being, nefesh kai, living being or life force. Well, eth kol yerek eshev la okola, and all the green plant life la okola for food, why he came, and it was so. Now, the last verse in chapter 1. Vaya Elohim eth kol asher asa, and God saw all that he had made. Vahine tov ma'od, and behold, it was very good. Vahi erev, vahi boker yom shalishi, shishi. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Now, the beginning of chapter 2. Vay kulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kol tzvatham. So the sky and the earth and all their hosts were finished. Why yakulu? This is a pu'al, while consecutive, third masculine plural from kala, third hey. Now the same verb begins the next verse, but in a different form. Why kal Elohim hayam ha'shavishi? And God rested on the seventh day, milakto, from his work, asher asa, which he had done. Yishbot Bayam Hashavishi. And he, Yishbot, he Sabbathed, we might translate, because this is the word Shabbat for later used as a in the noun form for the Sabbath day, but it means to rest or to take a break, colloquially. So he rested on the seventh day, Mikol Malakto, from all his work, which he had done, Asher Asah. Now, verse 3. Vayibarek Elohim et Yom HaShavishi wa Yekadesh Otho. And God blessed the seventh day, and he set it aside, literally. Kadesh means to set aside to sanctify something for special use. He made it holy by setting it aside. And then comes the explanation. Kibo Shabbat Mikol Malakto, because